Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
All along the watchtower, presents Kepler View.
Hello, Jimi Hendrix bringing us back. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Rich Galen is our guest, our good friend. His website, mullings.com, right, Rich? Thrice weekly, and are you in the middle of your... I thought September was your fundraising event.
It kept getting pushed back because every time I took a job in the federal government, I had to, I couldn't charge. So, I mean, this used to be in...
August or September or something like that.
I mean, I've lost a whole year.
Well, I can't keep up, Rich. I'm trying to keep up with this. You keep moving it on me. So check it out, folks. Mullings.com. Rich, I want to talk about. By the way, folks, you see Rich on CNN quite often. He's a regular there, and if you get a chance to hear him speak anywhere, he does a lot of speaking across the country. Rich, when the Tea Party got started and started gaining some critical mass and looking like they might be relevant, and now we know they're relevant because there's a caucus of Tea Party members in Congress as of the last election. The mainstream media and the Democrats talked about the Tea Party like they were some kind of subversives or something, and or worse. But now we've got this Occupy Wall Street movement, which is another form of protest, another form of demonstration, and another form of people unhappy with how things are going. And these people, and I'm not going to compare them, apples to apples, but these people seem to be okay with the mainstream media and with the Democrats. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, well, because, that's the double standard that we've all lived with and worked under. Anytime a candidate calls and whines about the fact that they're not getting treated fairly, I say, that's the nature of the beast. You have two choices. You can whine and wring your hands and rail against the gods, or you can come up with a strategy to work around them. And that's what I think in this particular case, the Republicans are allowing the Democrats the field to be able to talk about, to wink and nod and say that these people may be okay, because they know that amongst suburban women, as an example, mm-hmm. generally speaking, this is the kind of thing that they don't want a bunch of unwashed people, showing up in a park at the outskirts of town and kind of setting up camp for 2 months.
But are we going to see some side by side ads by the Republicans over the next several months, showing Pelosi, showing President Obama? On the left, they're demeaning and berating the Tea Party, and on the right, they're glorifying the Occupy Wall Street. Are we going to see those kind of ads?
I wouldn't do that, because again, the old saying is, when your enemy's destroying himself, stay out of his way.
Right.
So I wouldn't want to do that. What I would do is to begin the process of demanding that Democrats take responsibility for whatever outrageous thing any one of these idiots said.
Right.
Much as Democrats demanded that Republicans take responsibility for those two idiots in one of those debates that booed that gay Marine that they showed a clip of.
Right, exactly.
And I think Republicans are missing a bet, although it may well be that they thought of it. The guys in Washington are at least as smart as I am, if not smarter. But it may not be time.
There's
yet.
only one smarter, Rich, I think.
But, it's the old saying, and we both know this, that you only have so much ammunition. The big test is, when do you fire off which weapon?
Mm-hmm. So, okay, we got about a minute or so. We got Romney in orbit. You're convinced he's going to be the nominee.
Yeah, as of now, we've got...
And
they have 80 days to go before anybody votes, though.
So you think that's a fait accompli, unless something happens that we can't predict. So right. Who's going to be his running mate?
Well, I think that the two choices, and I'll do this quickly, the two choices, if it's Romney, are either Rubio of Florida, who was the Florida state, the Speaker of the House in Florida, and then a congressman, now a senator. So he didn't just, grow out of the ground like a jonquil. Mm-hmm. So he brings you the Congress. I think... The big thing for Romney is you need somebody who has established, a toehold in the House and the Senate.
Right.
So the other choice might be Rob Portman of Ohio. And in each of those cases, it gives you it puts you in line for
but
one of the two
major states. But it won't be Kane.
No, I don't think so.
I agree. I don't think it'll be Kane. It won't be really any of the other candidates, will it?
No, it won't be. It can't be Gingrich. You can't have somebody like that. That
right.
You know, that's just a
so it wouldn't be. So it'd be somebody outside of the current group. But could it be Christie?
Absolutely. It could be Christie. Sure.
So you think more Christie or Rubio?
But the thing with Christie is then you have a president and a vice president, neither one of which has ever, you know, set foot in the U.S. House or Senate.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And you really do need somebody. I mean, Biden has been tremendously useful to Obama.
Interesting information. Hey, Rich, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, my friend.
Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back. I will be too, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.